Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You talked to Barry Bonds yesterday, Mayor?
I saw him watching Rafael take batting practice, which was pretty incredible to witness. And just watching Rafael take swings was pretty thrilling. I mean, that guy can hit the ball that second time up, that drive to it can be called Devil's Alley for him.
You gotta catch yourself.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. And Mayor, I opened the show today with like a soliloquy, if you will. Like, these guys are gonna play some music here underneath. But like, when the 49ers are good, Sundays are dead. Like, the city's buzzing. It's very
right.
Unique, right? Like, but I grew up out near Candlestick, and so, you know, I remember the neighborhood used to shut down, and it wasn't that way Monday through Saturday, though, right? And when the Warriors are good, there's a fever pitch, and people are going crazy. I'm not trying to deny it. But there's something about this stadium being in that location and what it represents to our community and baseball being an everyday grind as they play the music. I feel like the magic is coming back to this city. It feels like the magic is coming back to that stadium, to this team. I'm seeing a connection and a bounce from people walking around the neighborhood of Mission Bay and in the Tenderloin and in downtown, and people coming off of Caltrain, coming off of Muni's, you know, hopping onto BART. There's something palpable about the energy that stadium has, and bringing in Devers, it just felt like yesterday was a moment in time with a beautiful afternoon and the skyline being what it is. I just, as a San Franciscan, as a native of Northern California and the greater Bay Area, I feel like the tide is changing, and there's just something magical about the connection of this community to the sport of baseball with that team in that stadium doing well all at one time. It just feels like things are changing, Mayor.
Preach, Shasky. Preach. It is so true. There was so many good vibes walking into that stadium last night. 36,000 people on a Tuesday night against Cleveland. I mean, it felt good. I know we came up a run short, but the whole stadium chanting Jung Hoo Lee, like all night, there was just good vibes in that stadium. And we know we have a team that can compete now. And I just give all credit to Buster and his team, and they're putting together a lineup that can now hit. We got the pitching. You know, our defense is solid. We just got to get some of these injuries, get some of these injured players back. But Chasky, you're right. We've been missing this vibe from this team for a little while, and it's coming back, and it's coming back fast.
I totally agree. So let me ask you, who hit you up? Was it Buster himself? Was it Larry Bear? Was it Greg Johnson? Who got Mayor Larry over to Oracle Park yesterday? How did that go down?
It didn't take much convincing. Larry texted me, I think on Monday, and told me the game plan for the day and press conference. I was going to try to make it over for the press conference, but couldn't do that. But then I started talking to Sawyer, who, by the way, I'm sitting in the car with him right now. And guess where we're headed, Chasky?
San Francisco
Giants
Baseball Academy.
Camp.
Oh, yeah.
Giants camp.
West Sunset?
Out West Sunset.
Let's go.
So he's been doing this for a week, and then he's got, you know, 2.5 hours of baseball practice at night.
Oh, yeah.
So he and his friend came over also after practice last night, and we got to watch the game together. It was a beautiful night for baseball. The team's feeling it. You know, got to talk to some of the players before the game, and they were all so fired up. And by the way, the one thing that I noticed about Rafael Devers, besides, you know, Buster calling him the dude, which was pretty good.
The dude abides.
Is that guy's got a great smile.
Totally.
And, like, he lights up a room. So he's going to light up that stadium, hopefully, every night through the end of October.
Mayor Daniel Lurie joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky. Mayor, Rafi Devers is pretty big. Barry Bonds is pretty big. There's another big-time athlete coming to the Bay tomorrow. Take on the Valkyries.
Oh,
her name is Caitlin Clark.
This is pretty
is
cool.
Mayor Daniel Lurie gonna rub elbows with one Caitlin Clark tomorrow?
Honestly, this is breaking news. I was watching her get into a little skirmish on the morning shows this morning last night, and I didn't know she was coming into town. I've been deep down in the budget and doing other things, but now that you bring it up, I mean, that's a rock star coming to town.
Absolutely.
So, and by the way, we don't need help. The Valkyries don't need help selling out. They've sold out every game.
Yep.
So apparently we're going to go, I think, 6 straight sellouts now.
I love it.
And as you know, Mayor, we are the home of the Golden State
Valkyries. Yeah.
Right here on 95.7 The Game.
100%.
Proud home. Let's go.
Let's go. Hey, you know, Mayor, shamelessly, I'm going to throw this out there. You and I, we're going to have to get a coffee soon. All right. We're going to have to go get lunch. All right. We got to sit down. There's a bunch of projects. The Giants themselves are going to be like backing right now. And it's kind of words getting out, about revitalizing Crocker Park. And I am 1,000% behind it. I want to be one of the champions of it. I know you are a big champion of it. I'm so excited. And I got to talk with Jack Bear and some of the individuals, Matt Lopez from the Giants that are working on it. And I'm honored to even be asked to be a part of it, but we got to get that thing going. And I want to thank you on behalf of someone who lives out near Lake Merced, just the RV ordinance that you put in just to get real deal in terms of like my neighborhood and just safety in the community. Cause I know you care about this. We've talked about this off air. Like, it means a lot. And my aunt lives over there. My wife walks the baby around the lake all the time. And you're making great improvements. I know we want to have things flip overnight, but I'm really proud of the work that you've done. And a lot of these little tiny things that you keep pushing through, slowly and slowly, we're getting better. And I just want to say from one resident to another, thank you. Like, you're putting in the work, man.
I appreciate it. We're putting in the work. It's going to take time. And the RV ordinance, listen, we got to get people off. Out of their shelters and into housing. We're leading with services, and we're going to lead with vouchers and give people real options, because some of these RVs are not safe. They're not okay for the people living in them. So we're going to be compassionate about it, but we also got to look out for everybody in this city. And so, yes, we're trying to do the little things one by one. Shasky, you are right. It's going to take us time. It took us a long time to get to where we got, but we're on the way back. And as the Giants showed us last night, step by step by step, and then lightning strikes like Devers, and we're back. So.
I got to ask you, though, the real question. My mother-in-law says, she's like, I really love the work that Daniel Lurie's putting in. Mayor Lurie's awesome. But every time I follow him, wherever he's at, he's always eating. How does he stay so skinny if he's constantly eating all day, every day? Like what is it? Is it you just walking around the city? How do you stay so thin?
It's on the move.
Like, what's the secret? What's the recipe?
I think the stress helps with the weight loss. I don't eat all the things that you see. I mean, I try things and then I hand it off to the team. I drink. You and I are going to sit down. We're going to have coffee. We're not going to have lunch. I keep it pretty tame at lunchtime, just for the record.
That's fine.
Healthy salad. My the big killer for me, though, is the Bob's Donuts.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie.
Bob, what's your favorite? What do you get there?
I think there's only one thing to get, and that's. Come on, what is it?
Is it old-fashioned glaze?
Fritter.
Fritter. Oh, wow, okay.
Whoa.
All right.
Hey, stand down on the donut. It's apple fritter time, doggy.
All right.
Let's go.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and if they're hot, just out of the oven or out, whatever it is, like, it's can't be beat. Can't be beat.
Tell your son I said, what's up.
I will. He just got out of the car. He just went out there. I mean, they do a great job out there.
Yep.
And let's go Giants.
Let's go.
I had to call in. You guys and just say, last night was, I hope that is the start of something. And I believe it is. And that team was fired up. Hats off to Larry, Greg, and Buster for pulling the trigger on that big deal. I know that's not always easy, but it means a lot to us fans.
Hell
it
yeah.
means a lot to the city. They're doing their part, bringing this city back, and we're going to do our part at City Hall.
Let's go.
You know what? We could have a calendar year potentially, Mayor and Joe, of, let's say, we got a World Series here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the Super Bowl here.
Mm-hmm.
And the World Freaking
oh, I can't wait for
a year from now, Mayor.
I can't wait.
Let's go. Fired up. Thank you so much for joining
us.
All right, you all have a great day.
You too.
There
go
you
Giants.
Go. There he goes. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. That was some good stuff right there. And I did have to throw that in. I was like, hey, Caitlin Clark coming tomorrow too. And he's like, oh, well, now that you mention it, I'll just be there too.
He's going to be courtside. He's going to be courtside for
hey,
that one.
Those tickets are no joke.
Into the camera.
Those tickets are no joke to go to a Valkyries game. I'm trying to get someone. I can't get them. We're the home of them.
Hey, I'm telling you, we were watching both games. They were on Multiview last night, which I didn't even know you could do it with the WNBA because sometimes they won't let you do it with MLB and a different sport. So. Anyway, the YouTube
TV.
Yeah.
Tough loss yesterday against the Dallas
Kate Martin,
Wings.
Though, is a baller.
She is.
I liked her when she was at Iowa. And
former teammate of who?
Of Caitlin Clark. And I guess they got her from the Aces?
Yeah, through the draft.
Expansion draft. Ball player. I just like the way she plays the game.
Absolutely. And how could you not like the way the Golden State Valkyries are playing? And yeah, as the mayor mentioned, they didn't need Caitlin Clark to sell this game out.
No.
But it helps. As more eyeballs, I think we're going to be broadcasting live tomorrow there, if I'm not mistaken. Willard and Dibbs leading up to the game, right? Right? Correct?
I think it might be Grandy filling in for one of them.
Oh, okay. The Grandy Man. I think it is for one
the
Dan Dibbs.
The Grandy Dibbs. Man.
The Grandy Man can. Benny loves Willy Wonka right now, by the way. The old school one.
Is he 24 going on 17 again for the 14th straight year?
Well, but he's
Benny?
An old...
No, it's about Grandy. He looks so young.
No, but he's an old soul, right? When you talk to him, you feel like you're talking to a 50-year-old, but he looks like he's 24. And he dresses like he's
Look
in, like,
you bashing.
No,
Grandy.
I'm not. He'll admit it.
Till he gets on the knockout court.
Oh, then he becomes
Then he's
Clay
a man.
Thompson.
I have a mug right here.
What is that?
That says Mark Madness with just the
what
C.
What is this?
Oh, my God. I actually didn't realize that was Mark Madness.
It's
I thought that was
Mark
a March
Grandy
Madness.
On the cup. Oh, if you're on the YouTube and you can see it right now, the Grandy Man.
This is the greatest.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at it right now as I'm, like, back away from the mic. This is what every team needs, the clutch player. If he's your highest paid player.
Oh, I'm chilling.
He's
exactly. A leader right there. Mark Grandy is the kind of guy you want your daughter to date, people.
He's good vibes, guy.
All right? Great vibes, great aura, total gym rat. First one in there, last one out. He tries really hard.
If you said, my daughter needs to be home by 9 p.m., she'll be home by 8:20.
There you go. By
tries
the way,
hard to make it happen.
We got this or that coming up on the other side. You're not going to... This might be the greatest this or that question in 95.7 The Game history.
It better be.
Coming up on the other side.
I love this game, so it better be.
I'm putting them on the spot, by the way, with that one. And it's coming up next, brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The sun's shining. It's beautiful outside today.
It's a lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day.
Who's that? Bill Withers?
Lovely yes, day. Bill Withers.
There you go. Lovely day. Can we get that at some point?
Why he not? Does. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. So many hitters.
We just had Johnny Damon on, followed by the mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie. If you missed either of those, find it on YouTube or the free Odyssey app as we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And make sure, because I know that Johnny Damon and Mayor Daniel Lurie are both subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast, and you should be too, because Sam Lubman, Stephen Rizzotto, and maybe, just one day, Joe Shasky will bring you the best Giants talk in the whole world. Catch the latest episode where Sam and Stephen react to the acquisition of Rafael Devers, and why Rizzotto, the Riz, is confident that the issues that Devers dealt with in Boston will not follow him to San Francisco. Why are you looking at me like that?
The Riz and Lubby Lubs, the Squire, were out in full force yesterday at the presser.
The Riz was at an all-time high between both of them. You know what that means, right? The charisma. They still say that? Oh, sizzling. He's boiling.
Sizzling Sammy the
Squire. That's right. Let's go. Yeah, he was doing a hell of a job yesterday. I thought 95.7 The Game as a whole crushed it with the Devers content, and I'm very proud of all those producers out there crushing it as well. The Carters, the Rizzos, the Lubmans, Whitley Sandrino, always crushing it. And I'm anticipating that same coverage tomorrow for Caitlin Clark as well. And we'll kind of talk about that tomorrow, Joe, because talking about biggest, like attractions in sports right now, like, here in the Bay, obviously the Giants now, Rafael Devers, but Caitlin Clark is going to be that tomorrow in a big, big-time way. And I'll be locked into the game, absolutely. I'm locked into everyone, but more so with Caitlin Clark being there as well.
I mean, one of the biggest attractions in the Bay is, I mean, it's going to be here Friday at 9 o'clock.
What is it?
It's the Bonte segment.
It's the King?
I couldn't even say it with a straight face.
The Bonte Mobile coming in?
I couldn't even say it with a
straight
face.
Waving to people?
Dude.
Now will he be wearing...
Hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, my God. Is he going to be wearing a Giants hat, or is he going to be wearing a Niners hat? He's always a Niners hat these days.
You know what he admitted off-air on the phone to me last night?
What?
As he was trying to flex from the what do they call it? The bowels of the stadium?
Sure.
He's like, yeah, they should have took off the City Connect hat with the you know, and went to with the normal Giants hat. And it's like, yeah, I know, I was right.
It's okay. I like the City Connect.
Of course you do.
I want the City Connect jersey, actually.
Joe,
can I get a Rafael Devers?
The thing
Devers
I just saw
City
is the
Connect?
Greatest thing I've ever seen Spadoni. Of course he loves the City Connect.
I do. I love him. Why not? What you know what? You know what it represents? A fresh start. Willy Adames here. Rafael Devers. You know what? You guys are laughing at the City Connects. They may have saved the San Francisco Giants. This iteration of the City Connects is synonymous with the turning of the tide.
Sam
doesn't even buy it. You know what? I do. I'm talking myself into it. Why not?
I mean, I like to get overzealous too, but even that seems a little much for me.
Whose strut was the best from like, let's go Thursday of last week to where we are today, okay, in the Giants organization? Bob Melvin? Buster Posey?
Who's happiest, you mean?
No, the strut. Meaning, they're feeling so good that they're walking on air right now. Larry Bear, Greg Johnson.
Joe Shasky?
No, I'm asking you guys. I don't think it's Buster. I think Buster already had a strut. I think Buster already had a strut.
Carter said Willard. It's just
actually not bad. That's actually
I said
bad.
Willie Adamas, but Willard's good too.
Oh. I tried to read his lips and I thought it said Willard.
Willard.
That's a good one yesterday. Yeah. Great interview, by the way, with Ned Colletti.
Craig Breslow is not smarter than you.
He's not. Oh, is Farhan still smarter or not? I guess not. Don't ask Keith Law that, obviously.
I think Larry Bear, of all people, is strutting the hardest. I really do.
I think, honestly, it's probably Willie Adamas. Like, that's like his boy, clearly, okay. Like the Dominican ties. The pressure is off that guy in a major way.
And I'm not letting you take Raj Mathai, by the way, because I've already told you Raj has the greatest stride in all the Bay Area.
I'm sorry. I keep adjusting my mic here, and I was told not
just
to adjust.
Stop touching it.
I was told yesterday as it broke
just
another
stop.
One.
Pull another Mark Willard.
Big boss, man.
Joe Steinmetz over here.
Well, listen, okay. I talked before all those guys for a long time at 5 in the morning, so I set the tone for moving.
So you
the mic.
Loosened it first.
I did. You know what? But I think Steiny is different. He stands up and he moves it. I just stay in one spot, so I actually don't jerk it as much as Steiny does.
Okay.
What?
Pause, dog.
Why you guys?
I mean,
jerk the mic. Stop. Get your mind out of. You guys are sick.
No, you set yourself up for that
you
one.
Don't talk about that.
All right, get your minds out of the gutters. Speaking of. Ned Colletti. One Ned Colletti. Why do you know Ned Colletti, Joe? Well, because he's been around a long time, both with the Giants, with the Dodgers.
I associate him as the 1990s Giants, but
okay,
keep going.
Sure, but obviously he was hired by the Dodgers.
Yeah, no doubt.
He was a director of baseball operations.
An old school baseball guy.
Right. He had some interesting thoughts yesterday when it comes to the Devers, and I actually love this perspective as a guy. You know, we were talking yesterday. It was a conversation, whether you agreed with it or not. The fingerprints, stop. I know they're going to cut it, and it's going to be on everywhere.
What are you talking about? Just keep doing it.
Stop. But Buster Posey having his fingerprints on this deal, right? I hate you guys so much right now. I'm trying to get through this. I'm trying to be professional. I know what I said, damn it. I know what I said, okay? Ned Colletti.
You've seen the smile back here before.
Ned Colletti, did you like the Devers trade?
I think the Giants made themselves a great deal. I think they really changed the franchise. I think it'll pay dividends for a long time. Look, they're not getting a Gold Glove player, but they're getting a legit middle-of-the-order bat. Guys that they've been pursuing for a few years in free agency and weren't able to sign, but they got one now. I think it was a tremendous deal for San Francisco.
And I love that it sounds like he is an extra in Sopranos
it
who's about
a
to off
bit.
Somebody.
A
I love it, dude.
I think it's a tremendous deal, man. Yeah, straight up. I don't know what accent I just did right there. That was horrible. Ned Colletti. This one was interesting to me, though, that I want to get your perspective on. He thinks that this trade, Joe, for Devers now makes the Giants a destination again. Check this one out.
There was just something in The Athletic the other day. They pulled players on the best organization and the place that they wanted to play at. The Dodgers ran the field. The Dodgers were so far ahead of every team, including the second-place team on this survey. And the Giants, I look, you know, they were pretty far down the list. That hasn't always been that way. For a long time, the Giants were a destination. And the Giants need to become a destination again, in my mind. You look at who they've chased free agent-wise the last few years, and they can't get them in the house unless they're going to overpay them. And so I think that this really will give a lot of players, a lot of potential free agents a chance to say, hey, these guys are back. These guys are real. They know what they're doing. Look what they just did. I think it caught the baseball world by surprise, but I think everything that you're going to see about it will pay dividends for the Giants for years to come, both on the field and in their performance, especially with their lineup, but also with the aura of being a San Francisco Giant. It had great value for 20-some, 30 years, but it lost some luster.
So the trade itself now reverberating across the league into other potential free agents and players like, hey, maybe we should want to go there.
It's hard for me to not listen to Sabian and Ned Colletti and say to myself, if you don't have an uncle that sounds like that in your life, your life isn't complete.
Yeah, my Uncle Pete, he kind of sounds like that. Yeah.
I'm not saying everyone should have an Italian uncle. I'm just saying, like, you need to have an uncle that talks to you almost like he's about to, like, choke you out in the middle of a casino movie.
Why is Ned Colletti going to do that?
He sounds like a mobster. I love it. I love Ned Colletti.
No,
I love
he sounds
Sabian.
Like a guy that knows what he's talking about.
Well, there's no doubt, but I just love the rawness, the realness of it. Like, he doesn't sound like he's seen some things.
You think he's like Vito Corleone over here? I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse, you know?
Just think we've got a lot of soft serve people right now across sports, and I think we miss that old school, you know, grizzled vet type. There's something about the old school grizzled scout smoking a heater, sitting there with no radar gun and just a notebook. You know, I miss that.
Do you think, not that he's this level, do you think that Buster Posey is bringing some of that back? As like, they're not like an old school guy, but bringing some of that.
Who do you think he trusts? He literally will talk to guys like O'Brien Sabian when he's going through a deal like this. Buster Posey's really smart, right? I think he's extremely bright.
I think he's very intelligent.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think if you gave him a bunch of data, I think he would look at the data. I think he would pour over it. I also think he would utilize it as a tool, not as the rule of how to operate.
He is a very calculated individual.
Exactly.
And I use that word in particular because when it comes to all the numbers as well, in regards to that, he's going to look at the totality of all the stats. Every single front office has the advanced analytics group. That is baked into every single organization.
Yes.
So yes, he has people that he is also leaning on. And ultimately though, you know, he's going to have the biggest decision. He is the general, if you will, in this regard. He will have the power to hit that proverbial button.
What made Al Davis so unique?
He was the owner, but he was also the general manager.
And
he was a coach at one point, too. But he was...
And
grew up playing the game, too. But he was a lifer in, like, the fullest extent. Yes.
Exactly it.
Yes.
What makes Jerry West Jerry West?
Same thing.
Exact same thing.
Bleeds, the, like, NBA basketball. Just that is his game.
Exactly. Yes. Like Mike Dunleavy, look, he's still in the very beginning stages of doing what he's doing. His dad.
That's a coach.
Coach and a GM and just involved in front offices his whole life. Mike bounced into it.
Kyle Shanahan.
Sean McVay.
Kyle Shanahan will tell you that, too, that, hey, I have a leg up with some of these other coaches that may be older than me. Because unlike them, I was born into this.
Exactly.
Now, I've been breathing it my entire life.
You could be a great player and it doesn't translate. Like we've all know the Mike Singletary story.
Right.
It's pretty obvious, you know? This doesn't mean it's the end all be all.
No, you could be a bad player and it does translate not a great player. It translates well to
Billy
front
Bean.
Office. There you go.
A flamed out first rounder.
There you go.
Ends up being one of the great talent evaluators of all time.
Yep.
But I do believe like if I'm gonna bet on people that are maniacally obsessed are the ones that I'm going to bet on.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're going to be automatically successful, but I think a lot of the people that saw Buster Posey get a job with no experience are sitting here, like I'm talking about no front office experience, are throwing their hands up and they're almost angry because there's all these other people that have been scouting or working in front offices in the data departments and they've put in their work. And it's the same feeling, and a lot of people like, how did Joe Shasky get on air? He's a caller. He's a nobody. Dog, I've been studying for this job my whole life. I grew up listening to Steinmetz before he got laid off the first time with 95.7 The Game
O'Connell
as I'm looking at him.
Steinmetz? Remember that one? Yeah.
Yes.
I actually Sean O'Connell? Don't jerk it as
exactly.
much as Steiny does.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
I was listening to Radnich. I was listening to Pete Franklin. I have been watching Giants, Niners, Warriors ball my whole life, having these conversations every single day. So, yeah, maybe I didn't have the tutelage in a studio as another person, but I've been preparing for this forever. Now, I still needed the reps, and, you know, I needed a good team around me. I needed to have a Spadoni
and
a Carter and a Sam Lubman and a Lucas and a Matt Nahegan, right, to guide me throughout the whole time. And thank God Bonta and Kate were here because I would have never got an opportunity. But the point goes the same. I've been kind of studying like beyond doing this job for like 30 years. Okay, Buster's been studying to do this job, a version of it, forever. That doesn't mean he's writing contracts. That doesn't mean that he's like all in on like these low-level prospects and who to keep and who to get rid of. But he's smart enough to know what he doesn't know, and I think he's emotionally intelligent enough to know where his sweet spots are. And I think that he has been training for this job for the last 20 years and not even knowing that he was.
Absolutely.
And I just compared myself to Buster Posey.
Basically, but you do that anyway.
You get where I'm going.
I mean, you, Steve Kerr, Buster Posey at this point, the CYO coaching. I mean, it's just you
I have more titles than Kerr.
You do? Yeah.
In CYO, yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here, just you might as well be Phil Jackson at this point.
I might have more ejections, too. That's a joke.
Phil Shasky over here. Before we get to Gene in Oakland, I did want to do this. We're going to do
no, but, Joe,
that.
But Joe, before you go to Gene,
Well, no, I was going to play something else before Gene because Manny Ramirez, you got to hear what he had to say.
We will definitely. But, like, I think there's a real, like, reason why Farhan didn't resonate here. There's, like, a variety of reasons, right? Obviously winning and stacking talent. But you do have to understand who you're talking to and understand what audience you're selling to.
Did he ever connect with anyone here?
No. Ever. Buster knows what it's like to be a Giant. Buster knows what Giants fans want. Buster knows this market. Buster knows this region. He grew up in this region. I think there's something to be said for that. And I think that there are a lot of people that have come into this market and talked on air who didn't grow up in this market, didn't grow up through the prism of Giants, Niners, Warriors, or whatever it was, and they failed to resonate, and that's why they've moved on or for whatever reason didn't stick here. Like, this is a unique environment. We will accept people from the outside, but you have to be willing to learn our ways and the way that we go about it. And some people get it and some people don't, right? And I think that the ones that don't get it are immediately cast off. And I think Farhan was more of that. Not that he's a bad guy, not that he's not okay at his job. It just never resonated, never connected.
Which is interesting, right? A guy from Leesburg, Georgia, of all places. And let me tell you, when it comes to Georgia versus California, yes, things are much different. I don't need to tell you that.
Steph's from Charlotte.
Yes.
I mean, he connects.
He gets it.
You know, so it doesn't, you don't have to be. Joe Montana's from, I think, East Pennsylvania or maybe West Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, I think, area. Yeah.
he's not even from this, but he connected. Dwight Clark was not from this area. He connected. Klay Thompson, not from here, from LA.
California helps, but yeah.
You know what I mean? But you don't have to necessarily be from here to get here, you know? Pete Franklin wasn't from here, and he resonated.
About 10 minutes from now, this or that, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to play some Manny Ramirez sound because he's actually down in Arizona at Chase Field because they're having their combine, if you will, the MLB combine. So Manny Ramirez is there with his son. Manny Ramirez Jr. is getting ready to be drafted, Joe. Oh, my God.
And CeCe Sabathia's son.
Oh, my God.
And I was watching them. They're ballers. Oh my cousin, God. By the way, is going to be down there today and tomorrow at the MLB Combine. Joey Lorenzini, Rockland High Hall of Famer
Eyes
already.
On. There we go.
Yeah, 6'5", 6'6", sits mid-90s. Yeah, you're going to like him.
Lefty?
Yeah.
He's already
a commit to Arkansas and has been committed for months.
You
so
had teams
proud of
at lefty in mid-90s.
And 6'6".
That's all you need right there.
Great
right?
kid. I mean, legitimately, I'm really proud of my cousin and his son and their family.
That's awesome.
They really like, if my son grows up, I'm talking about as a kid, forget the ball player. As a kid, if my kid grows up to be half as good as this kid, dude, I will have done my job. I'm really proud of my cousin
Joey.
He's
a Dodgers fan, though, right?
Little Joe, he's a Dodger fan.
And if he becomes
a Dodger, I will wear a Dodger jersey that has his name on it.
In studio?
It's family.
And it's like Olive Garden. When you're here, you're family at that point. So you got to wear it, Sam. You got to wear it.
Can't do it.
Blood is thicker than fandom.
There you go.
Dude, if your family member played for a team, even if it was like the number one team that you hate
Joe,
the
I'd
most,
be wearing a Kansas City Chiefs jersey
family,
right now if Benny ended up playing there.
That's what I'm saying. It's family, bro.
There you go. By the way, he's not playing football until like high school, probably. But he played flag football. He's not playing tackle football.
He's already got better hair than
Mahomes. It's okay. I've seen you play ball. You're not missing out much.
What? You wanted to talk? I beat you a knockout. Did I not? Did I not?
I think you did, actually.
Thank you. I did. I got to the championship round.
Again.
With that great jumper.
Gutsy jump shot.
Yeah, in knockout. Where you were 17 people behind me. You knocked me out.
Flip-flops.
I mean, you also had to do is make your shot. You would have kept playing.
I could wear flip-flops and still won that one. Gene's in Oakland wants to join in the conversation. Gene, how are we feeling about Devers being a San Francisco Giant?
No, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I'm loving that... Boston fans and Boston press are really suffering for it too. You know, you're talking Boston. I figured I had to chime in a little bit here. First of all, you know, listen, if something like this happens in any fan base, they're going to be upset. You know, they're going to be pissed off. The problem with Boston and, you know, as it is with New York and Philly too, you know, it's just exaggerated. All right. It's amplified tremendously. And that's because, you know, once again, it's a religion there. It's not just a pastime, all right? You know, talking about, you know, being upset about, you know, favorite players leaving, you just had Johnny Damon on. Heck, I'm still pissed off that he, you know, he left the A's for the fame and fortune of the East Coast with the Red Sox. He's a hell of a hitter. I mean, he had one of the worst arms of any outfielder I ever saw, but he was a hell of a hitter, so I missed him. But anyways, back to the Red Sox. You know, and you mentioned Ted Williams. Okay, so pardon me, Shasky, I'm going to go a little 27 Yankees on you for a minute. But I remember very clearly how he was treated by the fan base and by the press. He got on the wrong side of the press way back then, you know, because he was a little thin-skinned, all right? They criticized him. He reacted, maybe overreacted. And from that point on, they really roasted this guy. You know, and the fan base joined in, too, to the point where he actually spit at him one time rounding the bases. You know, listen, he was a great man, all right? He funded this, you know, the Jimmy Fund, which has done wonders for cancer research for children. Mm. He was a good man, but he was treated like absolute crap because he got on the wrong side of the press and of the fan base. So, listen, you know, and then when Damon and Papelbon talk about, you know, Devers as being a bad influence in the clubhouse, once again, I take that with a grain of salt. I think it's all overreaction. I think it's, once again, the people back there just not being able to handle it properly.
No, it's a great call, Gene. I appreciate that. 888-957-9570 is the number. He's going Ted Williams on us, dusting that off from way back in the day. But, hey, that fan base, let's just say it couldn't have happened to a worse one. How about that, the Boston fan base, as they've become insufferable for the last two-plus decades. You know why? Because they've just won so damn much. Get away. Go away. Be bad for the next 10 years for all I care. Speaking of a guy that was part of Red Sox lore and fandom and love affair and all of it, controversial at times as well, Manny being Manny, Manny Ramirez talking just moments ago on MLB Network in regards to the Rafael Devers trade. You want to listen to this, Joe? Let's take a listen.
Come on, Boston. Why you deem my guy like that? You don't treat the face of the team like that. Actually, you're not only the respecting Dever, you're the respecting the whole fan base.
That's how I feel disrespected, Manny.
That's it. You have to. I don't care if you pay me $300 or $400 million. You need to communicate with me. I'm going to put it this way. It's like you telling Aaron Judge next year, as soon as he gets to spring training, hey, I want you to be a catcher. How he's going to respond?
Crazy. It's crazy.
How he's going to respond?
I know.
Yeah, right there. That was Manny Ramirez talking on MLB Network. I believe that was Jared Carabas. I don't know how you pronounce his last name.
I don't understand how he got so popular.
He was with Barstool.
No,
I
know that.
Good Red Sox guy.
He's a giant dork. I don't want him on my coverage.
Well, you
this goes
one.
Back to my Boston is overrepresented in sports media nationally comparative to the size of their actual region.
I mean, he's a Red Sox fan that loves baseball and pivoted towards, you know, DraftKings at a moment in time and now with the MLB Network. Good for him. Call it the hustle, Joe. All right? The hustle and bustle of the industry. He's worked his way up. And he's done it, still staying a Boston Red Sox fan. But you know what? Times are going to be tough for Jared going forward because I think they're going to be bad for the foreseeable future. I do. I don't think they're, like, you have the Yankees there first and foremost. They're balling this year. They were just in a World Series. You know the Rays are always going to be competitive no matter what. They may have a down year or two, but they're always going to be churning out talent down in Tampa. Well, we'll see with the Blue Jays. You know, they got some young pieces. You have Vlad there, right? You got Alejandro Kirk. They got some pieces. Orioles, they're going to talk about teams that you need to, like, go after with players. Like, what's going on with some of those Oriole players? Is there anyone there that the draft
can go
towards? Adley,
I think it'll
Audi,
help them.
Can Audi Rushman be on the market now? Oh, I'm being told it's Adley Rushman, not Audi Rushman, by the way. Why are you looking at me like that?
Do you know what glove company Rafael Devers uses? Does anyone
Mizuno?
Know? No, not Mizuno. He's a Wilson EL3 guy. Do we know what EL3 stands for? Anyone?
Errors, losses, no. And the number three.
Everybody Evan? Loves three.
No. Evan Longoria model. It's a single post.
Giants legend.
Oh, yeah. He was number three.
For the Tampa Bay Rays. It was a very specific kind of a model that Wilson, look it up, Wilson EL3, that's the glove that he's used for the last couple of years over there at third base. So I wonder if he's going to go to a Wilson, you know, first baseman's glove.
Is Evan Longoria the greatest Tampa Ray of all time? I think he is.
I mean, Wander Franco had a chance to be.
It is the most obscure question you're ever going to be asked.
Technically, I would say Fred McGriff was. At least Wade Boggs and Fred McGriff played for them, and they were obviously, you know, excellent players, but I don't associate them with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Like, they're the best players who played for the Rays, yes. But I don't think they are the best
just
Rays.
Just like LeBron's not the greatest Laker who? Of all time. He played for the Lakers.
I mean, sneakily, he's coming up on as...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Many years on the Lakers as he was with the Cleveland Cavs.
Which is actually insane.
It's
right?
Crazy. I mean, you know?
I mean, Bronny James. I mean, just wait till Bryce gets there, too. By the way, the Johnny Damon interview.
Could you imagine if, like...
Hey, what did Johnny try to call Luka at 8:30?
Oh, I think he tried to call him Jokic.
Yeah, I think that's it. I thought he said, like, Yoka or something like that. I was like, you mean Luka Doncic? Yeah.
Think about that 04 Red Sox team.
Great interview, by the way. The
Manny Damon Ramirez, interview. David Ortiz, Pedro Martinez, Johnny Damon. Papelbon was a younger player. He didn't come up to it until 05.
Already? Yeah, Kurt
Schilling. I mean, that team was insane.
Yeah, it was stacked. I mean... Just the team they're going up against was stacked. I mean, who was on that Yankee squad? A-Rod and Jeter, you start with.
Yeah, Robinson Cano.
Robinson Cano.
I think Teixeira was there.
I don't think Cano was there that early. Like, are we talking about the 04 series?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they traded Alfonso Soriano for A-Rod, so I don't know who their second baseman was.
No, Cano came up in 05, the year
there
after.
You go, the year after.
And I don't think Teixeira was there quite yet either.
Was it Giambi then?
Yeah, the Giambino, I think, was there. Aaron Boone, as you referenced. Uh-huh. He got hurt, though, I think, that year after, right?
Aaron Boone, yeah, he tore his ACL. That's why they went after A-Rod originally.
Exactly. There you go.
Play third. Yeah. And he was playing hoops, I believe.
Where do you want to go here, Joe? You know what? We got 8 minutes. We tease this or that. We do it every day.
Let's do it. We should have done it.
We should have done it.
You got to remember, I can't see the clock from this new...
Light up the phone lines. Right now, because it's time for this or that.
This or you can deal with that. You can deal with this or you can deal with
this. That and this and it's like that and like this and like that. It's like.
All right, fastest growing segment in the history of sports talk radio. Some are saying that, and I tease it as the greatest this or that question of all time. It's so great we had to push it to 9:43 a.m. Sam, what is it? This or that?
Well, I think the really great question might have to wait till tomorrow. So the one we're going to go with today is, since we had Johnny Damon on, of course, he was a part of that great Boston Red Sox comeback against the Yankees, 3-0. So down 3-0 against the Yankees, came back and won 7. And so the question was today, what was the better comeback by a Boston-based team? Was it coming back 3-0 against the Yankees, or is it what the Patriots did coming back from down 28-3 against Matt Ryan and the Falcons in the Super Bowl?
888-957-9570. Better comeback. Was it Boston being down 3-0 to the Yanks, or was it New England being down 28-3 in the Super Bowl?
How's this even a question?
I know, I agree. It's not even a question. It's Tom Brady and the Falcons. It's not even close.
They already had 4 championships in their back pocket.
Yeah, but Tom needed to break the tie with Joe Montana, and he did it in dramatic fashion, solidifying himself as the GOAT in that. No, he did.
The Falcons.
It doesn't matter who it is. The Super Bowl. The Super Bowl dwarfs anything. It's the Super Bowl.
86-year drought. Down 3-0 with 3 outs to go in the game.
We're talking about legacies in that game. In these games, legacies, whose legacy was sealed in these performances?
I can't believe what you're
saying. It's Tom Brady.
You love to do whatever the thing I saw more recently is the greatest thing that ever happened. Am I alone in this? Like, really, I'm going to be alone. The Red Sox beating the Yankees after losing Game 7 the year prior and going on and ending the 86-year drought after being down 3-0 to that Yankee team. That wasn't more impressive.
888-957-9570. We're playing this or that.
I mean,
which comeback are you taking? Which was the greater comeback? Red Sox over the Yankees in 04? Or is it the 28-3 comeback in the Super Bowl against the Falcons for the Patriots? Tom Brady. I mean, what needs to be said?
You're literally down to your final strikes. And not only do you have to win that game, you have
to win 28-3.
3 more after that. Then you have to go into the World Series and win. It's the Falcons.
Yep. Matt Ryan was the MVP that year. That's one of the greatest offenses we've ever seen.
They did that against the Yankees, who have more championships in their sport than anyone ever. And when they had all the aura, and the Red Sox had none of the aura.
People were laughing at Tom Brady at halftime. They were saying, Joe Montana would never. And then what does he do? Just has the greatest half of football we've ever seen in our lives.
Red Sox beat A-Rod, Jeter, Posada, Mariano Rivera. Do I have to list all the Hall of Famers? You beat Matt Ryan.
And Kyle Shanahan.
Well, they already lost the year prior, though. So, really, I mean, come on. Like, the Yankees, they've still won up the Red Sox.
It's the Falcons, but it's also the Super Bowl.
Come on, Carter. It's the freaking the ALCS. It's a championship series we're talking about. There's levels to this. San Francisco. What was the greater comeback? Was it the Red Sox or was it the Patriots?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Chasky's 100% right on this one. It's the Red Sox. There's no competition. I grew up.
Thank you.
A New England sports fan, born in Massachusetts, grew up in New Hampshire, converted San Francisco fan these days. But man, the Red Sox series, I still get chills thinking about it. For one, like, just October in New England is like has a mystique to it that's so special and nostalgic. And when I think about that series, I get chills, and I saw generational healing in my family and my entire community at school, like teachers, my grandparents, both my grandfathers were like huge Red Sox fans, the biggest Red Sox fans and like the biggest Red Sox haters, like the amount of remotes they broke. Frustrating season after frustrating season and still just, you know, sticking it out with that team. And let's not forget the year before Aaron Boone and, you know, the walk-off home run to end that whole thing and then coming back looking like it was going to look, man, the Patriots are great and all, and, like, that game itself was so fun to watch. But we're talking about a whole series and a whole, like, years and years and years.
Yeah, thank you.
This is
thank
you. Yeah, he was making such a great point.
You're literally down. You're down strikes to go to the arch rival for 100 years, and you've come up short after coming up short the year prior. I mean, and then you had to go on and win 3 more games after that one.
Theo, East Bay, it's this or that, Theo.
Come on.
Which comeback are you taking? Is it the Red Sox over the Yankees, or is it the Patriots over the Falcons?
Looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be the Sox. Also, I need 2 splash hits from Devers,
and see him at first base, baby. Let's go. Cheers, boys.
Well, what did he pick?
I think he took the Sox there. I
don't know. It's easy.
I mean, not really. It's who's the greatest athlete in the history of Boston sports?
I don't even think that's the greatest fourth quarter performance from Tom Brady. I think the best one is against Seattle and the Legion of Boom.
Well, you know why it was great? It wasn't just a fourth quarter performance. It was the entire comeback of the second half, going to overtime and putting that overtime victory. Was it the first overtime in the history of the Super Bowl as well?
I want to say it was.
I mean, just to do that, I mean, just solidified him as the greatest football player, greatest athlete of all time in America, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Get Tom Brady Sr. on here, right? He'll agree. No doubt he'd agree. What's your final thought today, Joe?
Actually, I don't know if you saw it, but Tom Brady did this video, and I don't know who was interviewing him, but he was talking about his father, and he started crying, and he said, my dad was a better dad than I've been, and I've been really, 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 really selfish in my life, and man, it really like stopped me in my tracks. It like hit me really, really, really hard, and he was going on about how he has this, not a disease, but he has this curse where he's like maniacally obsessed with football, and it was to the fact where it was hurting his own family, and people can feel however they want about Brady saying that or have their own opinions on it or whatever. I thought it was him showing a level of vulnerability that we rarely see, and I think it was so relatable on a variety of levels. At some point, I would like to talk about it, but I guess the bigger overarching point is, if you got a dad out there who's still alive or isn't alive, think about them, tell them you love them, pray to them. If you have a father figure, maybe because you don't have a father in your life, or if you are a father, hug your kids, tell them you love them, and you still have time to make amends, no matter what it is. And don't let a day go by with the anger or regret or whatever it is. And so, as you bring up Brady and Brady's dad, that I just saw that yesterday. That hit me hard. So,
you know what, Tom? Don't be too hard on yourself, buddy. That's all I'm going to say. Carter, what you got?
Yeah, I want to shout you out, Chasky, for giving me these two jerseys this morning, man. The man gave me a nice Mitchell jersey and a Bonds jersey this morning, Giants, and I haven't gotten a jersey since the third grade, actually.
Are you serious?
A Giants jersey. No, the last jersey I had, my grandma gave to me before she passed, actually, as a gift, and no, so it really means a lot to me, man. So thank you.
That's really nice. No, seriously. Well, I was going to ask, part of it is like because you kept growing from third grade, so like you couldn't.
I still try and wear it, but it's like wearing a sausage skin.
I was going to say thank you. Shout out being a sausage guy, am I right? Sam Lubman, what you got?
Yeah, my final thought is these last few days have been fun now that Rafi Devers is a Giant, but like lost in the shuffle of everything is the Giants still have a 3-game losing streak. Mm. And so my final thought is, you know, it's kind of the fun times are over. Let's start winning some ball games now, Giants. Like, you know, I know there's a lot of season left, but talking about winning baseball games is a lot more fun than not talking about winning baseball games. So, yeah, starts tonight. Justin Verlander, the stopper.
There's always a cautionary tale, right? Like, just because you got them, now you got to start winning. And if you're not going to win, people get disgruntled very quickly. And fingers get pointed, whether we like it or not, with anything when it comes to losing. So, stop the skid tonight, get the win. And yes, Justin Verlander going up against the Cleveland Guardians, a team he has faced more so than any other in the history of his career, Joe. Did you know that? He is 24-24 all time against Cleveland.
I did not know that.
That's pretty crazy, right? Like a 4.5 ERA, I think. So they know him very well. They know him very well in Ohio.
I was waiting for you to like come in and say, Paul Skeens is already better than Justin Verlander because the guy I just saw is better than the guy whose 20-year career was incredible.
Not better, but he definitely has better stuff at his peak than Justin Verlander ever did. I said it last year. You guys scoffed at it. I said I'd take Mason Miller like in an app. Like I'd fear Mason Miller in an at-bat more so than I would Dennis Eckersley. I think that's what I said, and you guys scoffed at me. That's throwing 105 at my head.
All I'm asking is for you to not act like Matt Nahegan's teenage son, where the thing I just saw on TikTok is blowing my mind, I'll disregard hundreds of years of data that shows me some of the most incredible players of all time.
Oh, now you like data.
Data's for dorks.
Yeah, I was going to say, now you like data,
do
you?
I also like my eyeballs.
It fits your narrative. Okay, sure.
Taking that one for data.
I mean, it's just
Jasky Fizdale over here. All right. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. I don't want to break too early here because, you know, is it Evan Giddings,
by the
way? Salesforce
Tower is the greatest tower in San Francisco. It's not even close. Like, that's what those takes sound like.
The greatest tower.
Ooh, I'd solve it this or that for tomorrow.
Is that it? The greatest landmark?
Salesforce
ever?
Or Bank or the Transamerica building?
If you could demolish one, what would it be?
Oh, my God.
My brother was, like, helping to build the Salesforce Tower. He's like, dude, while we were building it, we knew it was going to be crooked and sideways and sinking.
Oh, my God.
He's like, everyone knew.
That or, like, the transit building that they did, too, right?
Somehow, Willie Brown got a free suite out of it. Oh, I wonder how that got approved.
Oh, that was Fast Five.
Being the mayor has his perks.
At home, we're on the go. Get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and E-Dog, Evan Giddings, coming up next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you.
Where is Guru?
Here for good. I actually don't jerk it as much as Steiny does.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.